Friday to rematch the test of Cheshvan Tovshin Pei Aleph Rabbi Yamin Emtri.
I would like to discuss today the brocha you make on grape juice. Or better said, why do we make boirei pri hagafen on grape juice? Now, if you have a look at some bottles of grape juice, it says on it, birchosoi boirei pri hagafen. Now, if you take an apple, do you put on the apple birchosoi boirei pri ha'etz? It seems like there might be some shaila here that they have to write on the bottle boirei pri hagafen. So I'd like to discuss, poshut, what is the shaila with grape juice making on it boirei pri hagafen, and why do we make on it boirei pri hagafen? The Gemara in Bo Basra, the Gemara says, Daf Tzadizayin Omed Aleph, Omer Rav Zutra Batuvya Marav, Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoim, you can only make Kiddush, Elo Alayayin Haroi Linosech Agabe Mizbeach, only on wine which is Roy to do Nisuch Hayayin on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, what is Rav Zutra Batuvya coming to exclude? So the Gemara wants to suggest, as Rav Zutra Batuvya is coming to exclude Yayin Migitoy. Yayin Migitoy means, in our language, we will call it grape juice. As grape juice, Yayin Migitoy, on that you can say, maybe on that you can't say Kiddush. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, as in Breiser state, as Yayin Migitoy is not kosher for Nisuch HaYayin Lechatchila, but b'dieved, if you brought Yayin Migitoy, the shayla, what is Yayin Migitoy, if it's from, it's been pressed, if it hasn't passed by 3 days or 40 days, but it hasn't, certainly hasn't fermented properly till it became into Yayin. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, as Rava said, Soichet Odom Eshkur Shalanovim, a person can take a bunch of grapes and versteht sich, he's not doing it on Shabbos, he'll do it on Erev Shabbos. V'oimer Olav Kiddush Hayoim, and he can say Kiddush. In other words, the Gemara says, take a bunch of grapes, squeeze it out, and on that you can make Kiddush. So if you can make Kiddush on it, so it's obvious you make Boir Pri Hagafen on it, and it's kosher. So the Gemara wants to suggest, so on grape juice, that's poshut by the Gemara, Yayin Migitoy, you can make Kiddush on it, and you make Boirei Pri Hagafen on it. The Gemara wants to suggest another case when if possible the Nesochim, and then maybe on that Rav Zutra Batuvya is coming to say that you cannot use it for Kiddush. So the Gemara wants to suggest Yayin Koises. Now, Yayin Koises, the Gemara calls it, is Yayin Hanimka Bachanus. Now, what is this Yayin Hanimka Bachanus, this Yayin Koises? Yayin Koises is something which has started to become vinegar, but it's not reached the stage of vinegar yet. And the Gemara says it's Reiche Chala, the scent of it is vinegar, but Tame Chamra, there's still tastes of wine. So that is possible in the Nesochim. So the Gemara wants to suggest that you cannot make Kiddush on it. So the Rashbam asks the Kasha, what is the difference between Yayin Koises, which that is something which tastes of wine, but its scent is vinegar, is possible in the Nesochim, and Yayin Migitoy, which is kosher for Nesochim. Yayin Migitoy is not wine, and Yayin Koises is also not wine. So the Rashbam says, Amoridike Chilik, as Yayin Migitoy has got the potential of becoming wine. Just leave it a bit longer, it'll become wine. Just you haven't given it the ability yet to become wine. Leave it 40 days, it'll become wine. Yain koises, if you're going to leave it, where is it going to go worse? So the shaila is, where is it heading? Yain megitoi is heading to become wine. Yain koises is heading to become vinegar. So Meila Yain Koises is not called Sheikha, and the Pasuk says as Hasich Nesach Sheikha Lashem. So Yain Koises is not called Sheikha because it hasn't got the ability to stay as wine, it's going to become vinegar. Yain Megitoi has got the ability to become wine, so Meila it is called Sheikha. Whereas white yain koses, it'll stay its potential. I mean, it's what it is. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And Chanami could say such a svara, but yeah. I mean, akachach the chilik is the other way around. Yeah. So now the shaila is on nowadays grape juice, is that bishleima the yayin megito which has, the Gemara was talking about, it had the potential of becoming wine. Nowadays grape juice does not have the potential of becoming wine, because once they've pasteurized the grape juice, so it cannot ferment anymore. So once it cannot ferment, so mamela. Could be this is not the Yain Megitta which the Gemara was talking about. Does it stop it for always, or it's just for if you take away the chilling, then it might continue. But once you've pasteurized it, then you've killed it, so it can't ferment anymore. So that is the shaila. So there is a Knesset Hagdola, a tshuva of Knesset Hagdola, which there used to be something called Iropi. The Bais Yosef brings it down this in Siman Reish Beis. There's something called Iropi. Iropi was that they used to squeeze out grapes, and after they squeezed out the grapes, they used to put some powder on the grapes that they can't ferment anymore. And then they used to cook the grape juice. And basically, they turned the grape juice into a concentrate. And it solidified. It solidified. So the shaila is, what bracha do you make on this solidified grape juice? So the Bais Yosef brings down the Ochos Chaim. They don't make on it Boir Pri Hagofen. You make on it Ashak on it Bedvoroi, because this is not wine. But there is two stages to the making of this Iropi. Stage number one, they used to put the powder on it to stop it fermenting. Stage two was the cooking of it to solidify it and turn it into some kind of jelly. And so the Pashtus of the Bais Yosef saying, after the two stages, then you don't make on it boi pregofen and it. You're going to make a shalkan ibidvore because you've turned it into a solid and it's not wine anymore. But the Knesset Hagdola says that even after stage one, you can't make a boi pregofen on it because it cannot become wine. If it cannot become wine, in Amela, the brocha is shalkan near bidvore. So some want to taina as heyois that the Knesset Hagdola says that on stage one you cannot make boi pregofen on it. So on grape juice you can also not make boi pregofen. Grape juice you have to make shalkan ibedvore because they cannot become wine. But the emes is as we pasken on yain koises. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's something, it tastes like wine. Its scent is vinegar. And it's not called Sheikha, because its potential is chometz. But even so, the Gemara says, it's machlik samaroim, what bracha you make on it, and we paskin that you make on it boirei pri hagofen. Because as long as its taste is wine, even so it hasn't got the potential of becoming wine, and it's not good, it's heading for vinegar, and it's not called Shecha, you make on it boirei pri hagofen. And the Rashbam adds on, not only do you make boirei pri hagofen on it, you can even make kiddush on it. So it's called a proper wine, even so something which hasn't got the Shem Sheikho to it, you can make on it boirei pri hagofen, and you can make kiddush on it. Now the only thing that you cannot make kiddush on it is that, and is something which is mors, right? Something which has got a bad smell to it, or something like that, or it's megula, or these kind of cases when it is mors, then you cannot make kiddush on it. But otherwise, we don't apply this klal which says legab nesochim that it has to be sheicha. That we do not apply to boir pri hagofen, and we do not apply it to kiddush. So mameila, even so, grape juice, our grape juice, does not have the ability to become sheicha. Vafelo hocha, you're going to be making on it a brocha boirei pri hagofen, and not a shakol near bedvore. Oh, so the shaila, there is another shaila besides for the Gemara bo basra, which the Gemara says because it has not got the ability to become sheikha, maybe it is not called wine. There is another shaila, another tzad, why you cannot make boirei pri hagofen on grape juice. Oh, so the Gemara in Brochas, Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, I think it is, the Gemara asks the Kasha, what is the difference between Shemen Zayis, you make on it boirei pri ho'etz, if you find a way to drink it when it won't be mazik you, you make on it a brocha boirei pri ho'etz, and why on wine you make on it boirei pri hagofen? Why is wine any different? So the Gemara says that wine you make on it brocha boirei pri hagofen because it's soed umesameach. As wine has got the koiches to satisfy a person, soed, and it's got a koich to be mesameach a person. So the shaila is a grape juice. Bishleima yayim megito in the Gemara, it's got the potential of being misameach. Even so, now maybe in its present form, it cannot be misameach. Or by the ma'ase, it's got the koiches of being misameach. Mash enkein grape juice. It hasn't got the koich to be mesameach. So mameila, maybe you should not be making on it a bracha boir pri hagofen. That's the tzad. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach in his Tshuva in Michas Shlomo, he brings up this tzad. So he's tainas as enochanama, as could be that grape juice in its present form hasn't got the koich of to be mesameach, but before you pasteurized it, it had the koyach. So yois, before you pasteurized it, it had the koyach, and then the brocha was boirei pri hagofen. So mela, it's not going to lose it by pasteurizing the grape juice.
So if you always got pathos, then you would say that with any drink, anything
that
we said before that.
Oh, that by yain koisus. Oh. So, yayin koisus, you should also look at the present form.
Original ability to.
Yeah. So, why have you lost it? Yeah. That's a shtickel or on Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. Oh, so the main. So now the shaila here is the main nafgemina. Is that nafgemina? Why are we making boirei pri hagofen on the grape juice? Is it because, as Shlomo Zalman says, because it once had the ability to become wine and it hasn't, and it doesn't lose it? Or do we say, no, Bayer Priya Gofen is on grape juice. Chazal gave a chashivas to the juice which came out of grapes, and the juice which comes out of grapes has, I mean, some can have the possibility of soed mesameach. So all juice which comes out of grapes has got a chashivas, and Chazal gave it its own bracha, boire pri hagofen. What's the shaila negea for? The shaila is very negea, is for reconstituted grape juice. Now it seems like, I don't know if it's still motui, or but it used to be very shchiach, that it's, it could be still motui, that whether nowadays, yeah, most fruit juices are reconstituted, yeah? On your carton of orange juice it says made from concentrated orange juice. Yeah? And everything is poshut for the transport. So the orange juice is made, wherever it's made, in Spain or wherever it's made. And there they turn it into a concentrate or into a powder. To wherever, yeah, and then when they bring it to England, they just add the water to it, and Mamela they bring it back to its original form. So the shaila is that can you do that to grape juice as well? Bishleima orange juice you can do it, because on water you also make a bracha shakon ebedvore. So what's the difference if it's orange juice? Or if it's water, it's no difference. Yeah, the whole difference.
Percentage.
What?
There's a percentage of water. Still water. Orange juice is still water.
No, I'm saying, but grape juice is a percentage of water. Carries down to water. It's more than wine.
Oh no. Oh, so let's. Yeah. So the shaila is azoy. As it seems like the tshuva in Michas Yitzchak about it, it seems like what they used to do is they used to boil down the grape juice to, you were left with a quarter of the original grape juice. That means, let's say you started off with a liter of grape juice, so they used to boil it down to get a concentrate of 250 milliliters of grape juice. That's how much they boiled it down. And then, after, so they kept in storage in the concentrated form. And then, when they wanted to market it, they just put back the original water. They brought it back to the original state. So now is a shaila on that grape juice. Do you make on it boire pri hagofen, or do you make on it shakol nebedvore? That was a shaila. So that is a shaila which Reb Shlomo Zalman and Michas Yitzchak discussed. What bracha are you going to be making on this grape juice? So Reb Shlomo Zalman taines with his svara that really on grape juice you shouldn't be making a bracha boyer pri hagofen. Now the whole reason why you're making on grape juice boyer pri hagofen is because it once had the ability of becoming wine, and the Mela, it got the chashivas of the bracha boyer pri hagofen, and it didn't lose it. Or they said that's all very nice to grape juice, which was grape juice, and it had the ability. But now, this water, let's say you're adding 750 milliliters of water now, which never ever had the ability to become wine, and it doesn't have the ability to become wine. So, mamela mehecha teisa, on this, should you make a boire pri hagofen? You should be making a shakel near bedvore on it. Adoy tainat Reb Shlomo Zalman. Dein weiss in Michas Yitzchak, he tainas, right? As grape juice, it's not because it once had the ability to become grape wine, do you make the bracha boyer pri hagofen. No, Chazal said, on juice, which comes out of the grapes, we've given a chashivas to it, and the bracha now is boyer pri hagofen. And so, Mamela. So the Ogin be Soidoi, why is grape juice Boyer Pre'agofen? Rav Shlomo Zalman is tithing as grape juice is Boyer Pre'agofen, because it once had the ability. But only the juice which had the ability, the water which I'm going to add later, didn't have the ability. You can't make a Boyer Pre'agofen. Shakun Ibidvorai. Masha Ein Kain, the Michis Yitzchok Tainers, no. As the grape juice is be'etzem, its brocha is boyer pre'agofen. So if it is be'etzem, the brocha boyer pre'agofen, so the water which I'm going to add to it, and I'll bring it back to its former state, it'll also be boyer pre'agofen, because that is a brocha on grape juice. Now the shaila is, how much can I add? How much water can I add? So Reb Shlomo Zalman doesn't say that he's noiter that it's shark nebedvora, but he says could be you can still make a boyer pre'agofen on it. Why? Because there's always a klal, ikar and tofel. By brochas, you've always got the klal, ikar and tofel, that if you've got an ikar, and something is added on just to enhance the ikka, the tofel is there to enhance the ikka, so you'll be making a brocha on the ikka. So here also, the concentrate of grape juice as the ikka. The water is just added on that I should be able to drink, the concentrate, because the concentrate is too concentrated that I should be able to drink it. So the water is added on that I should be able to drink it. So Mamela, on the water, even so, the water hasn't got the chashivas of grape juice, but the water is there as toffle to the grape juice. So Mamela, you should be able to make a boyer pre'agofen on this whole grape juice. So Rav Shlomo Zalman could be taka that you should be able to make boyer pre'agofen on it because mehilchas ikka and tofel. So the taina Rav Shlomo Zalman, a very shtak taina, very very good that the bracha is showing a boyer pre'agofen I can make on it because it's ikka and tofel, because the ikka is the concentrated grape juice. But when you come to bracha achroina, then things are going to change already. Now, because the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Ches, the Mishnah Brura said a very important halacha. Let's say you've got an apple tart. So an apple tart is, you've got a bottom layer of pastry, a top layer of pastry, and the middle is apple. Or you'll take, let's say, a cream cake. Yeah, there's lots of cream cakes in the bakery, which says there's maybe you can say that the cake at the bottom, the cake at the top are level to each other, but there's lots of cream in between. So now let's say you eat a kazayis of that. Now, so you'll eat a kazayis of this apple tart. So what have you eaten? A kazayis of this apple tart. How much cake have you eaten? So you've eaten, let's say a quarter of a kazayis of apple tart, of cake. So most of it, three quarters of it, is cream or apple. So what brocha achroina do you make on it? Yeah. So Mishnah Brura says the brocha achroina is boirei nefoshes. Why? Because you haven't eaten a kazayis of cake. Yeah? And it's negeya also, let's say cholent. Let's say cholent, you make on it the boyer min. You don't usually eat cholent, not in the suda. But let's say you eat cholent, so. Yeah? So let's say cholent, you make a boyer min mezoinus on it, because the barley is there, latam, it's there, latam. So you make a boyer min mezoinus on the cholent. But how much barley have you eaten? You haven't eaten so much barley. So you'll make boyer.
It's not mistarif.
What?
It's not mistarif, the other things together with the barley.
It's mistarif to make a boyer nefoshes.
Not for
mezuzah. Not tala michya. Yeah, and so the Mishnah Brura even clears a shaila. Normal cake If you take a recipe of normal cake, then you've got, maybe you, let's say you've got 1 cup of flour, 2 cups of sugar, and you've got eggs and oil. So what are the ingredients of a normal cake? Ingredients, if you eat a kazayis of cake, you certainly haven't eaten a kazayis of flour. Yeah. So Mishbrura says, really, you shouldn't be making alamichyonit. You should be making burin afoshes. But minik ha'olam is to make alamichyo. Oh, but the minik ha'olam is only when you're eating normal cake. But not when you're eating, that's what Chaznish says, when you're eating an apple tart, then there's no minik ha'olam. And then you'll be making a burin afoshes. So meila, tainat Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when you've taken this grape juice, this concentrated grape juice, and you've added water to it, so even let's say mitzad the brocha, the first brocha you're making by your priya gofen, because the water is a toffel to the concentrated grape juice, oh, but that's all very good for the brocha reshoina by your priya gofen. When you come to the brocha achroina, if you've taken a revius of this grape juice, how much grape juice have you drank? Did you drink? You only drank a quarter of a revius, 3/4 water. You know what the brocha achrein will be? Boir in the forces. Adoy tainot, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Now, that's Reb Shlomo Zalman's tainot. Now, the emes is, as it's mavua in Mishbura, not like Reb Shlomo Zalman. The Mishbrura clears a shaila. The Ramah in the beginning of Reish Beis says that if you've mixed wine together with beer, wine and beer. So the Ramah says if it's let's say 55% wine, 45% beer, you make on it Boire pri hagofen. But if it's going to be water and wine, then you can have three quarters water, a quarter wine, and you can still make boire pri hagofen on it. Yeah, it depends how strong the strength of the wine. But let's say normal. The wines be made chazal. So the Mishabura says, what's the difference? Why when you come to beer, if you got mostly beer, let's say 55% beer, 45% wine, you can only make a shakan a bit voroi. But if you've added water, you can add water till 75%. What is the difference? So the Mishbrura says, as water and wine, the water is something which is moizig the wine, is something which comes part of the wine, and mamela, you make on it a boyer priya gofen. Masha'enkein, wine and beer, it's not. You've been moizig the wine. You've put together two different items. You put together wine and beer. So now you have to clear the shayla, which one is the ikka and which one's the tofel. So always the majority is called the ikka and the minority is called the tofel. So mamela, if it's more wine than you make boi prik oven, more beer than you make a shakel near bedvore. But it's mavur and bealocha there, that if you've got mostly wine, let's say 55% wine, 45% beer, you'll be making on it boir priya gofen, and the brocha achroina will be al hagefen. And you don't say, because when I take this revius, I've only got 55% wine, I can only make boir nefoshes on it. No. By if I've mixed liquids, this whole shaila which the Mishabura is discussing, but if you, by the apple tart, it's only when you've got solids. But when you've got liquids, then it seems that it becomes all one body, and then you're going to, once a brocha rishoina is boire priya gofen, the brocha achroina will also be al hagefen. And the Meisel, Mechitzchok, he goes very stark that grape juice is be'etzem boir pregof, and the brocha is boir pregof, and not because it had originally the koyach of of becoming wine, that's why it's Boyer Priyagofen, no, because it is Boyer Priyagofen. So he tells that you can bring it back to Kamat, its original state of water inside the grape juice. But there's one tonight that you have to make sure that you don't lose, by diluting it, you don't lose the taste of the grape juice. Because that's a tonight, even mixing wine and beer together, if you're going to lose the tam of the yain, then you cannot make on it Boyer Priyagofen. So the same applies to grape juice. It's very motzu. I'm all, you know, you fill up your kiddush becher with grape juice, and it just doesn't, it's just a little bit missing. Yeah, so it'll depend what kind of grape juice you've got. Yeah, there's no klal to it, but it kedem grape juice, they do not add any water at all to their grape juice. It's 100% grape juice. That's kedem grape juice. From the other grape juices, there is those which have added water, and sometimes they've added water to the maximum. Yeah, they've worked out the maximum that you can still make Boyer Priyagofen on it, and if you're going to add any more to it, you'll be losing out on your Boyer Priyagofen. And it depends on the taste also. There is grape juices which there, even in the kedem grape juices, it'll also make nafkamina it depends on which year it is as well, how strong the taste of the grapes is to dilute, you can dilute it slightly, the grape juices, I mean, it depends which grape juice, but you can dilute it slightly, and you can still make Boyer Priyagofen on it, and make Kiddush on it. Yeah.